Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Romans 15:4. Glory. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime. So when you pick your Bible, do you have a Bible? I tell you, many people pick their phones. It's been a long time since they picked their Bibles. They say, my Bible is on my phone. It's important you have good, steady Bibles, okay? Yes, good, steady Bibles. You can either buy Dick's Annotated Steady Bible or Thompson Chain Reference Bible. They are very good Bibles that will help you as a growing or maturing Christian. Phones are not very helpful at a point. Printed pages don't run out of battery. And printed pages don't damage your eyeballs. Do you know gazing on the phone all the time is harmful to your eyes? Yes. So, get some paper Bible. I mean paper, printed pages. Look at somebody and tell the person, you must get some printed pages, huh? Good, steady Bible. It's important for growth. Dick's Annotated Steady Bible. Thompson Chain Reference Bible. Very powerful. These two Bibles, when you get them, they will help you. All right? If your Bible has no referencing, has no details, cannot point you to certain historical facts, it's not a Bible. It's something else. Get a good reference Bible. The fact is that many of us, by the time we would desire to know God and know His word better, probably time will be up to go. Don't be like that. Get to know God and His word more. Comprend? Good. So he says, whatsoever was were written aforetime, were written for our learning. They were written to teach us. That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Very important. And I told you that patience, the key word is endurance. Why do we need endurance? Grace to endure. It means there are some tough things that may come our way. Right? And comfort. Why? Because there are experiences that we need to be comforted. And the word comfort is encouragement. Shout, I don't lack encouragement. I don't. Shout, I cannot be discouraged. One of the dangerous things that attack believers is discouragement. You know, if courage comes from the spirit, then discouragement also comes from a spirit. You must never say, I'm discouraged. It's a very bad word to let come out of your mouth. Discouragement blinds. When you are discouraged, you can't see properly. That's why God will tell Joshua, He says, be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. It is God that He's called the God of patience. And He's the one that gives encouragement. Are you getting the point? Okay, let's read it in the NIV. The where we're reading. Romans 15:4. Let's read it in the NIV. Then after reading the verse 4, you give the verse 5 to us. For everything that was written in past was written to teach us. Say to teach us. So every story there was penned down for teaching purposes. And he says, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. We might have hope. Verse 5. May the God who gives endurance, God who gives endurance and encouragement, give you spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. All right? Because we need one another. All right? I was explaining something to you on Sunday. Church is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. And when we meet in church, something spiritual is happening. He says, let us provoke one another unto love and unto good works. Are you following the thing? Good. So God, he gives what? Endurance and what? Come on. Shout with me. I can never be discouraged. Don't accept that thing. Say, oh, as long as you're a human being on your earth, one time, once in a while, you may be discouraged. Don't accept that. I refuse to be discouraged. I refuse to be discouraged. All right? As long as I avail myself and open myself to the Holy Scriptures, it ministers, God through the Holy Scriptures minister unto me endurance and what? Encouragement. So no matter what, my courage holds, my courage is intact. Praise the Lord. Then yesterday we read another scripture from Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. I hope you are learning the scriptures. He says they were written to teach you. To teach us. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations. So I told you that you cannot be a child of God and see maturity without going through some things. There will be temptations. There will be trials. There will be things to suffer. Maturity is not achieved in a vacuum. There are experiences you go through. So Paul says that we also glory in tribulation, like problems. Do you know problems? Some sufferings, some things. Knowing that tribulation worketh what? It works patience. So if he is a God who gives endurance, who gives patience, how does he achieve the patience? Some tribulations, are you following the thing?
Yes.
Then it works. So it's not like, oh, he's God that gives patience. So it's just you are there, then just say, patience. Some things will come. All right? He says, wicked patience, the next verse. And he says, and patience, experience. Experience, say experience.
Experience.
Some experiences you have. And experience hope. All right? So I told you, the believer who throws away the scriptures may never mature. Okay? And I told you, maturity has to do with what? Coming of full age. Okay? Growing. Coming of full age. Am I communicating at all? All right. I'm just trying to do some recap. Before I just put a little bit on it for tonight. Then we also read from, let's finish reading this. Verse 5. And hope maketh not, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Come on, say, I have the Holy Spirit in me. I can never be discouraged. He ministers to me patience and comfort. Shall I have the spirit of endurance? Shall I have encouragement from the Spirit of God? Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. So please don't run away when tribulations shows up. Trials show up. So James, the man of God, even encourages us James chapter 1 from verse 2 to 4. Oh, blekeshe tido kapaya. Rada diboko shtehiva kas. Ayaya da gedegedege. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. So when trials come, when temptations come, I say, when you fall into diverse temptations, you must be joyful. But who likes temptation? Who likes trials? Who likes hard times? Who? Nobody. But he said, count it all joy. The verse 3, he says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You see, patience has come there again. The trying of your faith will be tried. Didn't you say the Lord is my shepherd? Oh, then comes some tough time where now you really need to now know how to skillfully handle that word of righteousness to indeed make the Lord your shepherd. Are you following the thing? So that trial didn't come to destroy you. That trial, it came so that it can work what in you? Patience. Then he says, patience has a work it must accomplish in you. The next verse, verse 4. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect. The word perfect is mature. You are complete, and entire, wanting nothing. Praise the Lord. So, the church is not an end in itself. The church is a means to an end. God wants to raise up matured people in Christ who know how to handle the word of righteousness, to defeat things, to create things, to mend things, to bring about things, and not babes who cannot handle the word of what? Righteousness. Am I communicating? Then we read one powerful scripture from the book of Hebrews chapter 5. We are doing a recap. Hebrews 5, verse 8. We read concerning Jesus. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. So obedience, what is obedience? I told you yesterday, obedience is submission to God. Submission to his word. Come on. Yes. Compliance. Amen. Compliance. So Jesus had to be taught obedience through the things that he suffered. Most of the time, we actually think the word of God is not true until we have disobeyed. And every disobedience has a certain suffering it brings. Then after you have gone through that suffering, you say, hey, I won't do this thing again. What is that one? You realize that you have now learned obedience by what you did, what? You suffered. You've learned submission. Because most of the time, man doesn't want to submit to the word of God. If you like, check the... Okay, let me drop that. I'll say it later. So, the next verse, verse 9. I want you to see something. And be made perfect. You see, the word perfect has appeared there again. Say matured. Oh, come on. Say matured. So, what shows you are maturing in Christ, I said yesterday, is your obedience to his word. Obedience. Your submission to him. When you are too full of yourself, you are not submitted to the word of God. You are not maturing. And maturity in Christ has nothing to do with age or how long you've been in church. The fact that you went to walk on the car park doesn't make you a car. It doesn't matter how many hours you spend in the car park. It doesn't make you a car. So many believers are not maturing. They just appear in church. They show their faces. And it's almost like Sunday has become a ritual now. So when it is Sunday, I must go to church. Then after that, that's it. That's it. Nothing Christ, nothing development, nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing submission to structure so that they are becoming what God wants them to become. Mm-mm. So they are like human beings walking in the car park trying to turn into cars. Look at someone and ask the person, have you passed by a car park before? Did you turn into a car? You see, the fact that you are in a car park doesn't make you a car. People of God, look at this. And be made perfect. He was made perfect. He was made. That means it was a process. He didn't just become. He was made perfect. Then look at something. He became. So God has a dream of you becoming. Look at what he became. The author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So in God's programming, he has a great place for you. But until you are made, you cannot what? Become. Does it make sense? And how did he make Jesus? He learned obedience or submission by the things he suffered, people of God. Yes, he suffered some things. I told you yesterday, he suffered some fasting. Yeah, some temptations. Turn this stone into bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yeah. Jesus' own was bread. Your own may be something else. Three strong temptations. The next temptation, what did he do to him? He takes him into what? A high pinnacle. Huh? Then he shows him. Then he says, if you bow to me, huh? Look, I'm going to give everything to you. Bow to me. Bow to me. Jesus said, All of this while, what was Jesus learning? He was learning. Oh, talk to me. We are here together. Oh, please. I don't know. What was he learning? Through the things. You said you love your wife until the day she insulted you. So you are now suffering. You are suffering. Now let's see if you will submit to God to still love her. Alabadi Bakasotana. You get your salary or money and your expenditure is high. The things that are pulling on you. Let's see at that time if you submit to God and bring him his tithe. People of God, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. You know, as a child of God, there are many things you may suffer. In the season of suffering, you see, when we say suffering, it's not just hardship as things that came to break you. I told you, anything that comes cannot break you. It is there so that you would learn. I told you yesterday, the fact that you don't have money in your pocket doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. The fact is that when things are some way in a believer's life, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the believer. There are things that will come. Huh? He says, count it all joy when you go through diverse trials. So it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. Though some of the things that come, it is because of what you did. Kadosh, but there are some things you didn't do anything. It's just that you have to pass an exams to go to the next level. I think probably are you getting what I'm sharing? The experiences. Praise the Lord. Experiences. Now in every experience, what is given to you? You have at your disposal the word of righteousness. Hello? That must be used. Compra? The word of righteousness, that must be used. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Yababa diba disa. Hebrews chapter 5. He says, for everyone that used milk is what? Unskillful. In the word of righteousness. For he is a baby. Now go to verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And I become such as have need of milk. Say milk, milk. Say like you are here, milk. Amen. So there's a part of the word of God that is milk, which you need to grow. All right? Which you need to grow. But do you know, amazingly, even the milk part, if you should ask believers about it, they will be found wanting. That shows you how people are not growing at all. Hey, there's milk part. Say milk, milk. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. We'll come here, okay? It says you have need of milk, but not strong meat. If you sleep in church, if the word is coming, you are sleeping in church, it's a sign. Do you know when people switch off? When the thing is hard, small. The fact is that most of the time, even the things that excite people, and it's not even milk. It's not even milk. It is junk. I'll tell you, that's why Christians hop from one place to the other. The junk. No roots, nothing. The junk. So most of them have holes in their tooth. Do you know why they say give the baby breast milk 6 months when you deliver it? Because milk, the fat. Milk is fat. It's what is responsible for the developing of the brain. Fat. Huh? Are you following the thing? So the same thing in the spirit. When you are born again as a child in the Lord, you need milk to grow. You'll be surprised. The milk. A lot of the things that people are excited about are junk. Alewa. I'm telling you, milk is not even there. You see what he calls milk. You see what the scriptures call milk. Look at something. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow. Are you following the thing? So by the milk we grow. Come on, talk to me. By the milk, what happens? We grow. Good. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Listen to Apostle Paul. Listen to Apostle Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. I want you to see something. He says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. That means when you come into Christ, the babes in Christ, they are carnal. They are carnally minded. They like sweets. Okay, let's go. Verse 2. I pray you see it. I have fed you with. You see, they are babes. So what do they need? And not with. For either to you were not able to bear it, neither yet now ye able. Then he will show you why he calls them babes. Go to the next verse. Verse 3. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy. Go. Strive. Go. Divisions. Are ye not carnal? And work as what? So these guys, they need milk. They need milk to grow. Now, you will be surprised what milk is. Now go to the Hebrews 5:13, 14. Okay, then see something. See what he refers to as milk. Go. He says, for everyone that useth milk is what? Uh-huh. For he is what? A babe. Now go to verse 12. Please take note of something. Take note of something. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the, and I become such as have, and not strong meat. That means milk is the first principles of the oracles of God. Oh, I think, are you seeing it? Now, what are the first principles of the oracles of God? Go to chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. You see, when you come to a service like this, you must bring notebook. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you know amazingly where junk are shed? There are no notes. Anyway, I'm not attacking anything, please. Take note of this. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let the principles, when you go to the chapter 5, he said what? The elementary principles. Remember, chapter 6 is right after chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Are you? Please, are you here? Okay. What is it? The doctrine of Christ. Let us go on to what? Maturity. Not laying again the foundation of what?
Repentance.
From? Let me come to somebody right now and ask you, what are dead works? This is miracle. You'll be surprised. How many people will find answers? The next verse. He says what? And of faith toward God. And of the doctrine of
baptism.
Let me come to you. He says, for this time you ought to be teachers. It is Saint Casabri. Doctrine of baptisms. Laying on of hands. Resurrection of the dead. Eternal judgment. How many seated here can give me a teaching on baptisms? So he says, at a point, we should have left all these things and we are going on to maturity. Are you following the thing?
Yes.
Now, in maturity, what does he want us to become? Hello. Ephesians chapter 4. I hope I'm not making you lose focus. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11. Look at why he brings you to church. Look at why he brings you to church. And he was say, Ebre bibe druo, unyini mu. Se, ono milk ni ye, na unyini ya. I was say, wo utimi su, usu utimi beye chile chile ni ya, wo chile afofro. Shye tana sename nchilo. Waba Christo mono. I was say, wa sakra, wa jene e free. O wo nyuma hon. O wo nyuma ni bine diye. Iti sabi, nke wasa wana wo chile obi yo. I was say, wana nka wo chile obi yo. What I say? Yeah. But I tell you, for the time you ought to be teachers. I sorry background, I had the not the time you ought to be teachers. People of God. Now look at Ephesians 4:11. Look at why he gives us pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers. He says, and he gave some apostles and some, and for what? For the perfecting of the saints. Have you seen perfecting has appeared there again? For the fully dressing of the saints. For the work of the what? For the edifying of the body of. Now look at the next verse. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the. Unto who? A perfect man, a matured man. So that when we stand and Jesus is standing there, there's no difference. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means a point comes in your Christian life if even you have to be crucified. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Oh, blessed the soul. Tell him a hand, shake of a higher. Oh, Jesus. That means a day is coming. We should also be able to look at the cripple and say, rise up and walk. Because that's what Christ did. I tell you, somebody's thinking about her marriage. He's not even thinking about raising the cripple. Are you following what I'm saying? I tell you, those that grow and those that mature, they are those that do ministry. They are those that love ministry. They are those that love to work for the Lord. I'm telling you. How can you be in the fullness of Christ and you don't desire to do what Christ did? To come to seek and to save the lost. I think I have to round up. Let me read you Philippians chapter 1 verse 27 to 29. I think I'm rounding up. I hope you know I'm rounding up. But I'm still talking about developing your skill. But I have to talk about maturity. Now look at this. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. So he says, even your lifestyle. Hey. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Verse 28. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Oh, it's plenty. Don't worry. 29. Everybody want to go. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ. Not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Can I surprise you? Any church that a lot of the attention is on getting material things is full of babes. The moment the people begin to grow and mature, you realize that they would want to know Christ more and to suffer for his sake. Those are the people that truly become wealthy. Now you realize that all things are added. I think on Sunday. Are you here at all? I've finished. So the Lord brought you here. Not so that you could just come and beautify. You are nice. You are beautiful. To beautify the atmosphere with your presence. The church is a means to an end. So at a point, if we cannot say that you have really grown, and now you have started maturing. Come on. And now we can actually see that Christ is being manifested in your life. Am I communicating? Yes. That means the church is failing in its assignment. Okay. So now, when you come, each time the word of God comes to you, remember this, I round up. In every situation of life, there is a particular word of righteousness that can handle that thing. Am I communicating at all? Yes. Beautiful. So now, the word of righteousness that comes to us, listen, he says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable unto what? Everybody is quiet. Let's read it. Project it. It's profitable unto what? In righteousness. Okay, now go to verse 15. Listen to what Paul told Timothy. He says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which is able to make thee what? wise. The Holy Scriptures is able to make thee wise. Come on, come on, come on. People of God. Unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Then he comes to verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable unto what? For doctrine. For? Then for what? Instruction in? Then he says, babes don't know how to handle the word of righteousness. Come on, instruction in righteousness. Are you here? Then the next verse, verse 17, he says, that the man of God may be matured, thoroughly, truly furnished unto all good works. That means this one has become profitable. You can use him to do something. God can use her to do something. Are you following it? All right. So now, the word of God, the word of righteousness, it's a double-edged sword. I'm rounding up. I'm finished. Time me. 2 minutes. The word creates. All right? The word does what? The word creates. The word meant. They are ebubu ne timi ede. Itimi kikesi eni. Right? So the word is a creative tool, right? Hebrews 11. I finished. Verse 3. So each time you come to church, remember, the target is to bring you to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's where he wants to bring us. It's a process. So at every given time, the teaching that comes is bringing you to the place where you can skillfully handle the word of what? Righteousness. So it gets to situations. Now you will not be calling God. As you mature, you will now be using the word. Because in the beginning was the word. The word was with. And the word was. The word was God. So when you have the word, babes underrate the word. Mature believers know how to use the word to accomplish what must be accomplished. Am I communicating? I said 2 minutes. As the 2 minutes come. Hebrews 11, 3. Quick. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. So now, with the word of righteousness, can I speak into your life? Can I speak into your life? I see great men and women here. So by the word of righteousness, by my skill of the word of righteousness, what am I doing? I am making something out of you. May you go and use skillfully the word of righteousness. Am I speaking at all? Let's say there's something needed. Now you have access to the word of righteousness. Remember, he says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Okay, so that means I can frame 5 years from now. Developing your skill in handling the word of righteousness. So I can frame, this is a great church. Can I make you a billionaire? Can I make you a, by the word of righteousness. I think some people don't like being billionaires. I see billionaires in this place. By the word of righteousness. Huh? Okay. So now when any situation presents itself in your life, I am not supposed to speak anything apart from using the word of righteousness skillfully to turn around that situation. I'm not feeling you. You will never fail. What am I using? Skillfully. Huh? This year you shall prevail over all situations. What am I using? Skillfully. Are you following the thing? Yes. So now when I meet a situation, even when it is a challenge, because of, can I read one last scripture? Then we close. The Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. And the last one, there we go. Everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Go. But strongly belongeth unto them that are of what? Full age. Even those who by reason of what? Say by reason of use. Say it, by reason of use. That means you are using it. You are not sitting down. You use it. So situations will present themselves that will demand you to use what you have learned. Does it make sense? By reason of use, have their senses. Somebody say senses. Say it like you are here. Good. So this is a spiritual sense of perception. So when you meet situations, they have their senses exercised. They practice. So when there is a headache, they don't run to look for para first. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I curse this headache. Please, don't say that. Pastor said we shouldn't go and take medicine. What have you started? You have started exercising. Your perception is now controlled by the word of God that says that by his stripes you are. Oh, am I communicating? All right. He says to discern both good and evil. That means their sense of judgment. So when you meet any situation, because of the word of righteousness in you, you are able to exercise your perception. Am I? So now you say, this looks right, but I want this. Amen. Yes, I know that he said that we will learn obedience through suffering. But this thing, I can see, is from the devil. This is not a legitimate suffering. I don't know if somebody is here. Be on your feet, let's close. I see you practicing with the word. Somebody's amen is too weak. Amen. I said, I see you practicing with the word. Amen. This whole month of June, let the scriptures be your best friend. After meditation, when you meet a situation, unleash the word. Am I communicating at all? Don't stand there whimpering and shaking and making negative confessions. Know that the word of righteousness is in your hand as a sword. What will you do with it? Remember, the word is a double-edged sword. It can cut everywhere. Remember, the word can pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That means the word, it has the ability to penetrate things. You are not following what I am saying. Then the word has creative ability. Therefore, skillfully handle the word of righteousness and come back with results. Don't behave as a babe who doesn't understand things and still needs some milk.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, Podcast or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian, and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream Prayer Session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.